Hi, K-Watchers. It's Leanne.
Hi, everyone. It's Juliet. Welcome to the K-Watch Party.
Today, we have Singles Inferno episodes 7 and 8. We find out which couple sleeps in the same bed, and we are not okay. No time to waste. Let's go. Good morning, Juliet. How are you?
I'm feeling great. Good. I had a workout this morning.
Ooh, what did you do?
I did this Pilates reformer class.
Oh, you went to Body Rock.
I did.
Oh, dang. Do you know that bar method right now down near us has like a 1 month for $70 or something?
Yeah. One of the moms was like, let's all do it. And then I just forgot. I mean, I guess today's the last day. We should get it today.
Oh, is it?
Because I think it's a January special. You just went on a girls' trip.
I did go on a girls' trip.
How was that? Anything exciting?
A good friend in the neighborhood, also a super listener, so shout out to April, invited a few moms up to her place up in Tahoe. So just like six moms shredding some gnar on the mountaintop. Just
shredding some what? Excuse me?
These are snowboarding terms from the 2000s. Yeah, so it was so nice. I actually don't know this about you. Are you a ski snowboarder?
So I can do both. Mm-hmm. And we used to go on these annual trips with some friends to go snowboarding. And we would go to like Bryan Head in Utah. And then we went to Colorado. We to travel, and this was pre-children. But I was the worst of the crew. And my friend's husband, my friend who's also a super listener, and she just texted me today. She's like, oh, I'm loving all your Singles Inferno stuff. So we have a lot of great friends who are listening. But her husband, so sweet, would always stay with me to teach me.
Aww.
Everybody else would be on the black diamond,
yeah,
you know?
Aww, that's
but
nice.
Also, it's just not as fun when you're there by yourself and falling a lot.
And also, this husband, you feel bad for the husband.
Right,
to stay
feel
with
so
you.
Bad.
I like how your own husband didn't stay.
My own husband for sure was like, peace, good luck. My son is always begging us to take him, but not into the schlepping.
I am so super sore today, though, that every time I come back from skiing, I'm always like, I'm so out of shape and I need to get back into shape and I'm so weak. Haven't done anything since then.
How's that weighted vest working out for you? The 12 pounder.
Yeah, I'll wear it around my house, you know?
Yeah, and that's actually really easy passive exercise.
Yeah. But I also was wearing pants that I bought last season, like ski pants that I bought last season.
And was it like digging into your skin? That was what was causing the soreness?
It was a little snug.
I feel you.
I think I have like 7 to 8 pounds I could lose. Like I think I could shed 7 to 8.
7 to 8 pounds at this age is really hard.
So hard.
I've been trying to lose 10 pounds for the last 2 years, and it doesn't help that I bought this bag of chips from Costco that I was influenced to buy, but they are a Korean chicken flavor, like fried chicken flavor.
Oh,
I can't even fathom what that is.
But it's potato. It's not like a skin.
It's not even, no, it's in the shape of a chicken.
What is this, Edward Lee making tofu chicken?
I'm sure it's all MSG flavor, but it's so addicting and it's spicy.
Oh, I need to try one when I go.
Oh my gosh, I'll bring it down after we're done with this. It's so good. I've practically eaten the whole bag myself. So getting those 10 pounds is really impossible for me.
I think I'm going to try to cut white carbs. How about that?
Yeah, white carbs, or even maybe starting even smaller. I've been trying to do this is eating carbs at one meal. And for me, it has to be dinner, because I realize when I don't eat carbs for dinner, I can't sleep. Because I wake up hungry.
You're hungry. What are you, a freaking baby?
Basically. Another thing I'm considering is getting a walking pad. I think that that would be achievable to do like 10,000 steps a day. If you have meetings that you're like passively listening to or just like working time, it sounds like that is the best way you can get the exercise.
I have a coworker who has a walking pad and she looks so dumb. She's just bopping around on every wall. You could just see her up and down, up and down. I'm like, oh my God. Like, good for you. But also, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's making me motion sick.
She needs to do that during non-meeting time.
Or like camera off. Yeah. There's another thing I have to buy today because it's a January special. I was Instagram influenced. There's a woman, there's like an influencer who lives near us, and she's of a friend of a friend.
Uh-huh.
We have followed her. You and I have followed her.
We creep.
We creeped. And we had followed her before I knew she lived near here.
Right.
She's Chinese and she's like just so bohemian mom chic and really crafty. Yeah. And so we've been like doing her crafts. Anyway, she influenced me that she's been doing a reset cleanse.
Oh.
It's $100 off until today. So gotta get it. 5-day reset. It's usually like $450.
Is it from the brand Clean?
No, it's from a brand called Chroma Wellness. And it's like protein powders.
Okay.
Versus juice. And so I think you still feel kind of full, but you're kind of resetting everything.
It's a liquid cleanse?
Yeah, it's like a protein liquid cleanse.
Interesting.
It feels like you're a cleanser.
Well, I used to be. I very much used to be. But I don't think cleanses are good for you, so I've veered away from that. But I could see the draw. You know, sometimes we just need a reset. It's almost like intermittent fasting. It's nice to give your body a break once in a while.
Yeah.
But I just need food. I've learned this about myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, I'll be watching you carefully and seeing the results. I may be convinced. I mean, actually, after this, I'm very excited to leave your house because I am going to a Botox consult.
Ooh. What do you need a consult for?
It's just the first thing they do to see like what.
New doctor.
Yeah. It's a new doctor. She's local. And she'll just assess like what you need in your face.
Okay. Is it going to be like that Sex and the City episode where Samantha goes to the plastic surgeon and he just like marks up her entire body? It's going to be your whole face.
That's what I want.
The good thing about Botox is that you can't actually put it in too many places. But is she going to consult you on filler?
Well, I don't want to do filler.
Yeah,
I agree. I can't do it.
That's too much.
And I've heard that some women have this problem with filler migrating. Mm. So, you know, filler stays in your body. You have to get it dissolved, I think. Mm. You have to like go to someone to get it dissolved. Whereas Botox, it leaves your body after a few months. But the filler is migrating for some women, which is why you see some like kind of
misshapen, lumpy.
Yeah, it's like elephant, lumpiness.
Elephant man looking girls.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. I'm not into that. I don't need that. I just feel like my face is drooping a little.
Mm, oh, for sure.
You know, I'm.
But the drooping, I've been told by our previous Botox doctor that actually, so I have these like, I'm calling them jowls. Which is a very unkind.
No, that's how I feel. I have jowls.
Your jowls are filled with chicken crisps.
With MSG and sweet and spicy flavoring.
But she's actually like, actually Botox doesn't help with the jowl. She's like, you need to actually do a little bit of filler like up here by the cheek. So not in your cheek, like next to your cheek and just a tiny bit. Because it just basically lifts it tiny bit.
I see.
And so that's actually what's going to get rid of your droopy jowls. Ugh. But I'd be interested to hear what this doctor says.
Yeah, I am curious what she's going to say because I've seen these things where people do like facial rebalancing.
Mm-hmm.
Now at this age, I feel like my face is just looks a little different.
Oh, totally.
And I want it to rebalance itself. Anyway, the other thing I've really been obsessed with, and I know this is super extreme and my husband would never allow me to do it, although it's my body, so whatever. But
he would never endorse it.
Yeah, he wouldn't endorse it. That's right. Is a mini lift. Which some people are saying that is what all of the celebrities have been doing and why their face is so tight. It's not the full lift of your entire face. It's just like from the
behind the ear.
Behind the ear. So kind of.
Oh, so you're lifting behind the ear.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But then even when I see the pictures, it
still
grosses me out. Yeah.
It still cuts, pull, and stitch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still.
Yeah, you'll have a scar behind your ear.
Wow. Are they doing this in Korea? Because I might go in spring break and I might need to get my ears cut.
So this woman that I follow, she just went to Korea to get a consult. She says so many people in Korea are doing it. And that's the way to maintain versus doing a full lift. You may likely need a full lift eventually, but a lot of women in their 40s and 50s are doing it to look fresh and stay young.
I'm pretty sure if I went to a Korean clinic, they'd be like,
they're like, you're going to need a full lift.
But also like
filler.
You have like 100 treatments before that you need to go to that
right,
step.
Right.
Like you are so starting at negative that you need to like catch up first. So While I'd love to sit and talk with you, we literally just went off mic just to like recap other stuff that are like not mic appropriate. I'd love to keep going. However, we have a lot to talk about. Like, we have to get to it. So we have episodes 7 and 8. We left off episode 6 with another paradise matchup. We saw Taehwan
and Chiyeon,
slightly tan girl. We saw
Kook Dong-ho, our CPA, and
Arin. And we've got a surprise paradise date with Xian and stringy hair Junseo. So that's how we ended it. As we talked about last week, I was very shocked she picked Junseo.
Yeah. And I think everyone was.
Very excited. So let's get into episode 7. We have the epic journey of the Xian Junseo date. We get to paradise. Xian is like depressed.
She's lost so much energy.
She's just kind of like a ghost walking around.
She's listless. Yeah.
This poor girl is feeling the weight of being the most popular. It's kind of like, oh, wah, wah.
Yeah.
But I do
think...
I'm
gonna be popular. I have to sing it every episode at this point.
Like me.
But what I love about Xian is that she doesn't take that as...
like a burden.
Yeah, or that she shoves that in anyone else's face.
Oh, yeah, 100%. She's definitely not a gloater.
She's not. And even when Junseo confesses to her, her reaction was not like, oh, yeah, of course. It was like, oh, what? Me? Huh?
Where did this come from?
Yeah. And so I like the humility, but I think that she can't handle it.
Mm-mm. Well, and also this poor girl has been dragged to paradise over and over. Right. She is on that helicopter every single day. So I think she's just tired also. I mean, as we said last week, she's not even wearing makeup anymore. She just doesn't want to attract any more men. Okay, like leave this poor girl alone, you horny vultures. Yeah, like, get off. Basically, I saw this date as like a campaign of attrition. It's just stringy hair tearing this girl's walls down. I think what he does, which is a very mature thing, and not many men in paradise would do this, is he basically says to her, stop pretending like everything's okay. Because he'll ask her, like, how do you feel right now? Yeah. And she's like, oh, chua chua, I like this so much. He's like, stop
like pretending. Beyond that.
Yeah.
Tell me how you really feel. Also, what I did like is he let her put her guard down. Because he's like, don't overthink it. Let's just be here. We're going to have a good time. And he's not burdensome in the way that the other men have been like, I like you. Laying all their feelings on her,
yeah.
And then putting that burden on her to kind of make this decision. And for him, he's like, I like you. I've told you that. Let's just have a good time.
Right. And like, I kind of like you. You know, he's not like all in. Like
that's
others.
The problem with Taehwan is it's a little too much.
So we see over the course of this episode is that he's basically pushing her to say, like, I am struggling. I am confused. And he, by pushing her, forces her to say the words that she hasn't let herself say.
Yeah.
And like confront the feelings she hasn't let herself confront.
Yes. But I think what's unfair here is they've been there for 6 days and she asks him, she's like, do you think you could fall in love with somebody in 10 days? Mm-hmm. She barely knows these guys. Most of them are attracted to her, either her looks or really surface understanding of her personality. And I think that's also why she's can't get a grip on how she feels about anyone. Cause she's like, I don't know you much.
Yeah.
I haven't even been on the island for very long. I've been in paradise most of these days.
Right. With a carousel of men.
Yeah.
Her bed on Inferno hasn't even been slept in.
Although she's been taking a lot of naps. All that carving is making her so tired.
She's been taking depression naps in her Inferno bed only. He asks her, who do you like the best? And she answers,
Tao. That was a surprise to me.
It almost felt like when she said it, like a weight felt like it lifted off of her. Like her spirit lightened when she was like, oh yeah, actually, I do like Tao the best. Do you think she actually does?
Yeah, I thought about that a lot because when she's with Tao, it doesn't seem like she's actually that into him. And she feels kind of guilt towards him because he's professing his love so effusively. And I was wondering if she said Tao because she was trying to distance herself from stringy hair Junseo little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, there's another guy I'm thinking about. But I can understand if she were being honest, I could understand why she likes Tao.
Yeah.
Because I think of all of them, he comes across the most just like easy.
And genuine. Yes, yeah. Totally. I think she's struggling because I think she still wants to say Chongsu barista boss. Mm. Like in her heart of hearts, I think she still wants to say that and she knows it's wrong. So I think that's a conflict in her.
Yeah. But I also think that she knows that barista boss is not good for her.
Yeah.
Chongsu.
Yep. So he like gets her to open up. She starts crying.
This is the critical moment. They are drinking whiskey. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is like having champagne, a little bit of wine.
Yeah.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Brown sauce leads to bad decisions.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Usually ends up, for me, in the toilet. But I guess for them.
I mean, they could have. We don't know. They are getting sauced. Like, both of them. You can see stringy hair. He's looking, like, pale and splotchy.
Yep.
She's definitely getting tipsy.
Yeah, and she starts... Well, the crying, I think that mm-hmm. usually happens for some people when they're drinking.
Yeah. They don't say much during their date, and yet a lot is said. So she, by the time the whiskey's out, he has broken her down. She is like totally vulnerable to him now, like totally emotionally open. They end up to be the couple in the bed from the preview.
Dun, dun, dun.
To be fair, there's no room for a cot in this room. It's a tight room. We haven't seen this.
It's not a suite like right. they used to have last season where Kwani would sleep in the living room.
It wasn't like the first Paradise date where she went with Barista Boss and it was a large enough room where the cot could sit kind of like next to the bed.
Right.
There was no cot space. So what is one to do but to curl up together in the same
queen
bed?
So they were set up. Is what you're saying.
Yes. They were forced into it. The other bedroom was much too far away.
I mean, okay, to be fair, you're drunk.
Yes.
You cried in front of this other person. Yes. You want to be held.
Yes.
I don't blame her.
No.
I don't blame her.
No.
I think he really had a hard on.
But, you know, to be fair, the man was putting out like, no, don't fuck me signals. He wore Mickey Mouse pajamas.
He had a sheet mask on.
His hair was a mess. He looked like a drunk adult. Yeah, did he brush his teeth? We don't know, right? So it wasn't like he was like getting looking sexy. He was really like giving off friend vibes. Who wears Mickey Mouse pajamas and a sheet mask if they want to get it on? I think that just endeared him to her more.
Yeah.
Also, it's just another only in Korea moment that a man would just be... What, wearing that outfit.
Mickey Mouse outfit.
With literally the hottest girl on this show. All of Korea is going to see
but
this
But let
episode.
Me ask you, what would an American man be wearing?
He would be shirtless.
Ah.
He would definitely not have a sheet mask
on. That is true. He's definitely not a sheet mask.
He'd have like nipple tassels. Okay, like the exact opposite of what this is. But you know what? This just goes to show his UDT energy. UDT stands for... Undeniable dick talent.
What?
He's the beast.
He's the beast.
Because you can look like that and still get the girl is
yeah.
Chef's kiss.
She said earlier in her intro interview that she wants a passionate love. And I think that he brings that energy. I will say when they were drinking... I saw at least 3 red flags, okay?
Ooh.
He goes, oh, yeah, I see my girlfriends usually like once a week. And he goes, I mean, at least once a week. Because she thought that that was not enough.
And then I was like to my husband, I was like, wait, what does he do again? And he's an artist. I was like, he's so busy that he can't see his girlfriends, but you know.
And then he said he's very stubborn.
Mm.
And then he said, well, I don't know if this is a red flag, but he goes, I don't think arguing is that bad for a relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is truth to that, but I feel like he's giving off this kind of masculine energy.
This macho man.
Yeah.
He does, but then he actually is quite sensitive in this conversation of like understanding that she doesn't feel good and understanding maybe why and that she doesn't get it either. Because I think what her thing is, and the commentators talk about it, is that she's so wavering. She's like a reed in the wind, yep. like sways here and there based on the man who takes her to paradise.
Right.
she kind of needs like the strong hand to lead her. She's also very young. Teo isn't pushing her, and we think that's a benefit, but like it's actually not helping her make up her mind. Junseo, stringy hair, is actually taking action, and I think she's responding to that, yes. And that's why she's in bed with him.
Right. Well, she feels seen, and I will say, to your point about Teo, he has never really asked her much about how she feels. It's like, oh, I like you. You decide.
I missed you so much.
Yeah. There's no engagement around like what she's struggling with, mm-hmm. how she feels about the situation. So finally, she's like, somebody wants to know.
Yeah. So do we think it's just a drunken cuddle? Because I do love a drunken friend cuddle. I've done that a lot in my past life. Like, so fun. Just a drunken cuddle. Even in the harsh light of the morning, they're in the same clothes. They were still kind of cuddly.
Yeah, they're very close.
So we don't think there was like brown chicken, brown cow.
I don't think so. Well, also the panel was like, were the cameras on all night?
Right. At what point do you stop rolling the cameras?
I don't think they did it.
I don't think so either.
I think that
he couldn't get it up. He was so drunk. There's no, that UDT energy, even that couldn't get it up. They don't supply
Viagra?
ED drugs over there.
I think there probably was some messing around mm-hmm. under the covers with their hands. But it didn't even seem like there was kissing because we would have heard that.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
He seems like a wet kisser.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's got that. Did he have the sheet mask on the entire time?
Were they just like smooshing faces so she could get some of that sheet mask juice on her?
I mean, clearly something happened because like even in the morning, I would imagine they'd be like, oh, shoot, the cameras are here. I'm sober. Yeah. And she would try to push him away. But they
came to each other.
They were so close. And then the helicopter ride.
Right.
Where he basically pushes her head down onto his shoulder. And remember I told you a few weeks ago, he said he described himself to one of the women as being mushike, which means no manners, uncouth.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he totally has that energy.
He's the opposite of Jongsu, barista boss. Barista boss is so smooth. He would have been like tapping his shoulder, come over. And that's like a sweeter way of like initiating that move. He just took her head and just rammed it on her shoulder. The other show of intimacy is she straightens his hair in the morning.
Yeah, that's very intimate.
They did look
like what are those dogs that have the shaggy hair in the front? Let me see.
My husband was like, he looks like a Korean Cat Williams.
Oh, he looked like a Shih Tzu.
Right. He just needed to like put a little tiny bow at the top.
Yep.
That scene is very intimate, but also like not super sexy. I don't know. Could you sleep with a guy after you've straightened his hair?
Hell no. And especially looking like that.
These two, the morning vibe is good. The morning
vibe. Yeah, they're
vibe,
not awkward, yeah, no. Which I am impressed by.
They've turned a page in their relationship. Right. That was their paradise date. The other paradise date we had was Dong-ho and Arin. Dong-ho, our CPA, our certified public accountant, more like certified player all-star. Instead of CPA after his name professionally, it should be PIMP. This guy all of a sudden has three women after him.
Oh my God, who would have thunk?
Last week, we made some guesses about what their professions were.
What did we say about Arin?
I thought she was an office worker.
Oh.
I did think she was young.
Oh, I think I said she worked at a flower shop.
Yeah. No. She is, just like everyone else,
a model.
Wah, wah. Also young, 25.
But they live in the same neighborhood and they work in the same area.
Which, you know, Seoul is not huge. So you're like, oh, okay, I can see that. But there's so many people there.
Yeah.
But again, invisible string.
Yeah.
Pulling them together.
I think they're a good match.
Of all the three women and Dong-ho, these two are the easiest going. They get some pool time. It's the only pool time we see of these dates. The CPA doesn't know how to swim. That's a bigger turnoff for me than open-toe, cinched leather sandals.
That's an ick.
Yeah, like learn how to swim. I mean, really unremarkable. She says she's a good cook. She says she makes her own kimchi. He's very impressed by this. Cook for me next time. Just assume we're getting married for now. He's on the deep end for her. But he can't swim, so.
he's just drowning for her. He's dying for her.
That was their date. So boring. Slightly tan girl and Taewon. I've been kind of waiting for this one.
Yeah, because we don't know anything about either of them.
And these two seem pretty solid.
Really pretty solid, yeah.
And Slightly Tan Girl, we just like love her and we want to see something good for her, even if it's with Taewon.
But you know, I started to like him a little bit after this episode. So he is trying to open a champagne bottle and he looks like he's an expert, you know?
Yeah.
He's unlike Dong-ho, who barely, he didn't even know how to open the bottle.
I know, so, I was scared for Adin. Like,
you're gonna, like your eye
look
gonna,
away, your eye's gonna pop out.
So he smoothly opens it and then pours it and then spills it. And I'm like, I think that's part of his charm. He thinks he's so smooth and cool, but he's just clumsy and a little dorky.
And kind of a pobble.
Yeah, he's a pobble. But he's a DJ.
Very surprising.
Yeah, what did we, oh, we thought he was a model.
Apparently he was a model.
Of course.
Yes. Always.
Can't be that tall and not at least try.
Yes. Behind every DJ is a failed model That's career. Right. He says he runs a club in Itaewon. Does run a club mean he opens the doors and closes the doors?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think you're running anything, sir. He is actually 31.
Shocker. Truly. We thought he was 22.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, it's so sad to be 31 and people all around you think you're 22.
You're a bumbling idiot.
Yeah. So, okay. So internet sleuthing, he was a model. He actually made it big. He wasn't like Busan fashion show.
He wasn't the Sijang. Yeah.
Sijang the Dongdaemun Market runway.
Like he looks like actually he would be runway model.
He's like Western. He's like what the Western runways look for in yes. Asian runway models. But just what like happened? Off. So he made it to Milan. He
like yeah, that did doesn't a few surprise
seasons.
Me.
Yeah, did a few seasons in Milan for like big houses. But you know, like everybody's runway career ends. He probably just tripped and fell.
Oh,
on stage, and that was the end of it.
I mean, he should have come out with his own soju line.
He also, like during his modeling days when he was younger, there's a lot of photos of him with Byun Woo-suk from
Lovely Runner.
My favorite from Lovely Runner. So they were homies back in the day. So he's been around, I guess is my point.
Yeah, there's something a little endearing about him,
I guess.
And then we find out Pae Ji-yeon, Slightly Tan Girl, mm-hmm. is a spatial designer.
In her real life, wearing glasses, walking around with a clipboard. I love this for her.
Yeah. I'm like, finally, somebody interesting.
This isn't even a real job. What is that job?
It sounded like she like tells people where to put furniture. That's kind of what I got out of the pictures that she was drawing.
Yeah, like maybe she works at IKEA. We're not sure. But it's actually the most real job
yes,
out of any
exactly.
of these girls. Like that she has even like a slightly real job and isn't a model aspiring actress just makes me love her even more. Oh, another tidbit from the internet. This is my husband on Korean YouTube shorts finding all this information. Barista Boss. He said he runs like a bunch of coffee shops.
I think we inferred that he owned them.
So apparently from Heart Signal, I don't know if you watched this season. I think it was two seasons ago. There was a guy who actually owned coffee shops on Heart Signal. He and Barista Boss work together. So there's a connection there between the reality shows. Again, so like everybody's in.
They're all connected. Yep.
In that world, nobody's here fresh.
I mean, it's a small country.
And Dong-ho also, apparently, his brother is also very handsome and also is a CPA. So they're like known to be these. They're like the property brothers of Korea.
Yeah, they're going to have their own show pretty soon.
But I guess property brothers is more exciting because what are we going to watch them file taxes?
I mean, hey, there's a lot to learn about taxes. I'm all in on taxes right now. I'm like, there are so many loopholes. There's so many interesting.
Oh, tax shelters, huh,
yeah,
Juliet?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't know. I've never done my taxes. I am like one of these Korean girls who went straight from their mom's house.
Are you a
house.
Korean girl?
No.
Did you call yourself a Korean girl?
I'm like one of these Korean girls who like went from their parents' house straight to their husband's house. You know, like I went straight from my mom's TurboTax to my husband's TurboTax.
Right.
Nothing in between. I never TurboTaxed myself.
I don't do our taxes either, but... But when we got not a quite an audit, but we got something like that. And then I had to fix all the mistakes that my husband made. So, you know,
that's
now we use an actual CPA.
So these guys are into each other. Not that much happens. They do get to go on an ice skating date. That is the benefit of being in Seoul for Paradise.
Right. There's so much more to do and they get to go out.
Right. And like, I think a lot of us are getting bored of the paradise pool thing. Just sit around, eat, pool, eat.
Yeah.
Like, it is kind of fun to see them. It was cute to see them ice skating.
Yeah, I think they're cute together. I do think, however, looks-wise, Taehwan and our new girl, Haerin, look more cohesive, right? Yeah. They're, like, both tall. They got very intense features. I like Chiyeon and Taehwan together.
They're ice skating. He's wearing white pants. I mean, I'm offended by white pants on a man. I just don't like.
I mean, you just don't like white pants altogether. I've heard you comment on other women's white pants.
We were at a Christmas party.
After Labor Day.
And I was like, oh, really? After Labor Day? Okay, but that woman is like kind of frosty and mean to us.
Oh, yeah, but that's why she wears white pants.
It doesn't excuse my snarky comments about white after Labor Day, but, you know, here we are. There's a lot of hand-holding. They're both wearing, again, gloves.
But isn't it cold?
But they're like a thin, like...
Was this is like the white Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Michael the Jackson.
Yes, it's Michael Jackson wedding glove. The Koreans love a glove.
I guess
it's not a mitten. I guess what I'm saying is right. Not a mitten.
Right. It's not like a snow, like cold winter glove. Have you been to Japan?
Yes.
And do you know when you go into some of these women's apparel shops, they'll make you wear something over your face so your makeup doesn't get onto the clothes?
Because everything there is white and cream and taupe.
And everyone is wearing like three layers of makeup. It's basically like putting the toilet seat cover on your face.
Okay, so those are the Paradise dates. Everyone comes back like super solid and into each other, which is great to see. Back in Inferno, we are watching Chungsu finally back in the Inferno environment. He has also been gone almost the whole time. Chungsu, barista boss. We see the full evolution of him turn into the season's villain.
Yep.
He has two talks. Very
revealing of his character. And I love Haejin, our Chomper's Haejin.
Chicklets.
She calls it out.
Oh, yeah. Both of them do.
Yeah.
Chicklets says, you're too nice to everyone in the same way. It's confusing when you do that. Like, yeah. This is a red flag. Like, you are not acting upright. You should stop it. He kind of doesn't seem to understand.
He doesn't get it. And then in his interview, private interview, he goes, I'm just not worth getting confused over.
Yeah.
Like it's this fake kind of humility that, ugh,
so fake. He tells her to her face, I'm not great at multitasking, so I'm just going to focus on Chiyeon for now. That is such a hedgy bullshit thing to say.
Yep.
You say, I really like you. You're super great. But I think I'm going to go after Chiyeon. Not, I'm terrible at multitasking.
He's like, you're next on the list. Don't worry.
Yeah. Finally, he says the words, I'm going to pick Chiyeon. But then
he's like, let's hang out. Let's chat some more. And she's like, what about what? Stop it. I mean, he's just a people pleaser. I think he just has a really hard time putting down boundaries and feeling like he's hurting somebody else.
Right. So he thinks it's rude to just be like, oh, let's just walk away. I'm not interested in you at all as a person.
Right. So he's like, okay, I'll just make you feel good by like hanging out with you some more.
Right. He's like the world's worst player. He A, doesn't know he's playing anybody. Yep. And then B, like doesn't even know how to fix it. Next showdown chat with barista boss is game changer girl, Haerin. She's wearing a red sweatsuit. The pants across the crotch say... In like Latin gang script, it says.
Wait. Let me guess. I don't even remember seeing these pants. What, fuck me?
Insert here. Well, when she's next to him, it should be I'm with stupid. No, it says family disappointment.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. How did I miss this?
Yes, it's in gold, written like when you go to the pier and you get those chola spray painted tank tops. That's what I look like across the crotch.
No.
Wait, amazing.
I must find this.
I'm obsessed with her. Again, this is something you buy from the Subway clothing store.
Reddit always does me right. Haerin sweatpants, episode 7. Anyone else notice Haerin sweatpants? Family disappointment right across the crotch. Oh, I guess a lot of K-pop idols also wear that.
And like a piece of kogi sizzling on a grill, barista boss sits there as she just goes at him why do you like Shion? What is it about her that you like? He doesn't even have a good answer. He doesn't know why, because she's pretty.
He goes, oh, well, you know, you are both on my mind and you both like bother me in my mind. And she's like, what does that even mean? That doesn't make sense.
I don't like being confused, she says.
See, good for them. And I think this is what Shion needs to learn. You need to put down the boundary. But Shion is kind of dragging this on too.
These two women, unlike Shion, see through his foolishness. And it's very refreshing to see somebody just get called out like this. It was great. He is the villain of the season. The only other big thing that happens in episode 8 is we get finally a game. Like a legit game.
Yep.
We get the Korean men's wrestling game. It's always very awkward to watch these wrestling things for me.
Why?
It's almost like so homoerotic. Erotic. It like gets me turned on. Oh dear. You know?
Especially with those short shorts and the wedgie like riding up their shorts.
I think everyone had their money on stringy hair.
I mean.
But he is so petite and he isn't that buff.
He is small. He's smaller than most of the guys. And actually the new guy, I was shocked at how much shorter than he is than some of the guys.
Right.
He's got really broad shoulders, but his is kind of like what we said when we watched Physical 100. There were those guys who had like these massive shoulders and arms, but it almost looked like they were pumped up with balloons.
Like they actually have no strength.
Yeah, he didn't look like he had much strength.
The final showdown is Stringy Hair Chunso and Barista Boss Chongsu.
Yeah, this is a good one because you know both of them want to take Shion to paradise.
It's the Shion Rumble.
Yep. But there, I think it was like no contest.
I know. But Shion watching it, I was like, right now, girl, ask yourself in your heart, who do you want to win? And that should be the leading North Star for you.
Well, she said Chunso in the interview.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Of course, like in very quick fashion, UDT beats Barista Boss in the Shion Rumble.
But Tae-o,
I know.
It was the saddest. I felt so bad for him.
I know.
He knows that this was really like his last opportunity.
Yeah.
With Shion.
But also I'm like, can we just like play like another kind of game? Right? Like, can we play like,
badminton?
I don't know. Uno?
Uno.
Ticket to Ride? Even those Ute games. Like play something else where it isn't just brawn. All the time.
Right.
Because then a guy like Tae-o could win. Top three that get to pick are Stringy Hair Chunso, Chongsu Barista Boss is number two, and then Tae-hwan is number three. Before they go to paradise, they get to go on free dates. Tae-o literally runs.
This is his one last chance. He's desperado. He runs to Shion's room. He's like, come out.
You can smell the desperation on him. She can smell it.
But he did tell her, he's like, you know what? You've got to put your happiness first. I'm not going to put pressure on you. But between Tae-o's approach and Chunso's, who do you prefer?
I like a Chunso. Take action.
Yeah.
I get that Tae-o is being super respectful. But in this game of 10 days, you got to do a little bit more. But because he is so kind to her, she can't let him go. And then we see Stringy Hair like barges into their container. And we think, oh, God, he's just such a guy coming to steal Shion and Tae-o's moment. But no, he wants to talk to Tae-o.
Yeah, I thought this was a real manly move.
This was like bro code.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's not I'm asking for permission, but it's also not like I'm going to take you down.
Yes,
it's
right.
A very respectful.
I love this.
And both of them are like, yeah, we should both try hard.
And interestingly, I noticed Chunso was talking to Tae-o in formal language.
Oh, interesting.
Because I think they said Chunso is one of the youngest. And then Tae-o was talking informally to him. So I think there's also that bro code of respect.
Right. Dong-ho is having his own really awkward conversations. Game changer Haedin comes in and straight up confesses to him. You're the only one I like. I will pursue you until the end of these days. Like Doom style.
Yeah.
Eugene comes over.
Oh, practically begging him.
Oh my God.
It is so sad. I feel like, you know, go out there, go fishing, go get a tan, like enjoy yourself.
Yes,
don't bother yourself with these men anymore.
She's now turned into the tragic character of the season. He puts his head back, someone save me.
In the middle of talking to her?
Yeah. When she right after she says she likes him.
Yeah, I also like that he's like, did I do something wrong? Like, what is this signal that all of you guys are getting? Because I definitely did not put it out there.
Yeah, it's like his pheromones are coming off of him like a Cinnabon.
Right, he's on
store.
His period.
Yes.
all the sharks.
Yeah. He is chum in the water. Eugene's pitch is, I didn't get a chance with you in paradise. Every other girl got to go. Why can't I go?
Oh, painful. So cringy.
It is, though, true. She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. I mean, she's kind of like, nobody's wanting to get to know me. And once you get to know me, you're going to like me.
And you haven't been around. And so, like, you have to know on paradise. It's hard to watch. It's very cringy. Tragic character. Slightly tan girl in Taiwan. She's straight up like, you should bring someone else.
Yeah. On the flip side, she's like, I think you need to go out and explore the rest of the world.
She positions it like, how will you know you like me if you don't try somebody else? What is this?
Do you think she's not into him?
I think she's not into
him. I think she's not into him. Yeah. I mean, she's also not wrong, right? Right. I would want you to feel like I'm the best option rather than the only option.
Yes.
But if you really like a person, you know, you look at somebody like Tae or Chunzo, you're going to pick the same person again because you want to spend time with them. And I feel like with her, she must have not had the best time in paradise.
And then the last chats we've seen are stringy hair. Junso takes Minsol out for a chat. She's wearing a tube top with like a mountain range on the boobs. Like her boobs are ginormous.
They are. Like she's our boobs McGee this season.
Yeah. Yeah. She's.
She also has a sock on her hand while she's in bed.
They love a glove. I'm telling you. Why does he do this to Minsol? He kind of drags her out there.
So all of this time I was like, I'm team Chunso. I love him. I think he's great. Then he does this and it really grinding my gears because he's like asking her, who else do you like here? Well, do you want to go to paradise? And then he just gets up and like closes the conversation. And then it's time to choose.
But you know, I think also half of it is on Minsol. Minsol is so afraid of turning him off, right? Like Haerin, game changer, is straight up like, why do you even like Xian? What is it about her? Like, why is she better than me? And she's confronting it and like getting the answer. Minsol, though, just sits there confused. She's a
very passive player. Yeah,
because I think she doesn't want to piss him off.
Right.
Because she so desperately wants to go with him instead of standing up for herself. To be like, what is this? Yep. What are you even saying? And how do you feel? She doesn't ask any of these questions. Right.
That's why I was shocked. She's like, oh, he just got up and left. But she didn't try to engage with him at all.
We finally get to Paradise Picks. We only see one before we cut off this episode. We are seeing who Stringy Hair is picking for Paradise. Who did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was Minsol.
Me too. I didn't want it to be. I'm rooting for...
I didn't want it to be, but yeah. I wanted him in the same way that Paejeon, the Slightly Tan girl, said that she wanted Taewon to assess all of his options. I sort of wanted him to be sure about Xian.
No, but the reason why he had to pick Xian is because if he didn't pick Xian, Xian has so many options. She's going to take that as an affront. That girl's not here to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I get it. You want to see other people? No. Bitch is
right.
Like,
she's
no.
She's jumping into Tae-o's bed.
Yeah. She's like, no, she'd drop into Jongsu's bed.
You think Jongsu?
Because he was next. He was going to pick her.
Oh, right. He was going to pick her. Oh, yeah.
If anything, he had to pick her to keep her away from Jongsu and save her for Tae-o.
That is fair.
Like, I don't know if he's bro coding it, but he's like, I can't not pick her. Because Jongsu is the worst option for her.
And she did tell Junso during their paradise date that Jongsu just is always on her mind.
So he had to pick Xian. I think his back was up against a wall. If he likes Xian or wants Xian for Tae-o, he has to pick Xian.
Oh, that's dramatic.
It's a game.
Yeah. And they didn't even write it this way.
Xian says in her interview, I think something special could happen if we go again together.
Then Mickey Mouse sure is coming off.
They're going to the happiest place on earth. So that was it. That was episode 7 and 8. All right. Ready for Mary F. Kill?
Yes.
Mary.
It's got to be Tae.
Oh. We never look back at our notes. I have no idea.
I don't even remember.
I like, though, that we're not being like picking and choosing based on who's left. We're just like, this is our true feelings.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about it and I couldn't think of anyone else. Mm-hmm. That was my instant reaction. I think he would be a great husband.
Yeah. He's a solid guy. F.
I'm going to F the family disappointment.
You would truly make her a family disappointment.
She, to me, I think has a dark side to her.
Girl's been around. Girl has seen the inside of a love motel.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Shion and Junso say when they're in bed, they're like, I've never been in a queen size bed before.
Yeah, because I guess maybe the rooms are all small, so you usually get a twin size.
100%. And so that also means they've never been to a love motel. Right. Because at a love motel, it's definitely a queen. I would F stringy hair Junso.
Yeah, he was my second.
Honestly, give me that Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That's a guy just full of confidence.
Oh, my gosh.
Kill.
Eugene.
Me too.
Oh, goodbye, girl. Oh.
And the way she is about adding.
I get that. And I can understand how hard that must feel.
Like she's jealous.
She's jealous. I don't blame her for it, but it's not a good look.
And it doesn't even feel like Adin's rubbing it in that bad.
No,
she's just
not.
Excited.
Right.
And she's been waiting around too. It's not like this girl's been going on all these dates and she's been getting it all like
she's been on Inferno this entire time.
Hasn't even been yet.
No.
Eugene, you got to go. You wasted your shot. But that's on you. So she definitely feels like so bitter against Adin. And it's not Adin's
fault. Flamed out. Remember, because she was the very first one that got picked by Junso.
Everyone loved her smile.
Yep.
But yeah, she comes off a little whiny and a little sad now. I feel like in the beginning, we were like saying we'd marry and F her, and now we want to kill her. So that's what's fun about marry, F, kill. It really changes over time. Okay, that was episodes 7 and 8. We have 9 and 10 next week. We are nearing the finish line, but it looks like from the previews, a lot has yet to happen. So can't wait. Hope you guys are enjoying the show as much as we are. We will be back next week. Until then, be well. Talk to you soon.
Bye.